Welcome to Today on Broadway for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Happy Tony Nominations Day, everybody. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini.
And I'm Tell Me on a Sunday podcast, Grace Saki.
Grace, how are you feeling about this morning? I mean, we're recording on Monday, but Tuesday morning, how are you feeling?
You know, I love a categories of craziness in these nominations. I'm actually a really big fan of it. So I'm excited to talk about it, frankly. There's a lot of misses and there's a lot of shutouts, but there's also a lot of wins.
Yeah, we're going to get into two sets of nominations. One big one, the Drama Desk, and one that doesn't really have much of an impact on the Tonys with the Cheetah Rivera Awards. And as always, the precursor awards are a little bit all over the place because they are different, not only voting bodies, but especially nominating bodies. They have different rules, different criteria, different categories. So it is pretty interesting. So I do just want to say, this is our episode for Tuesday morning. I will jump back on with an episode right after the 20 nominations come out. I will give them all to you, give you my real quick spur-of-the-moment thoughts, and then on Wednesday's episode, we can dive into them a little bit more in depth. But if you want to hear, before you hear the actual nominations, if you want to hear my and Ashley Hufford's predictions on the biggest categories, head over to Patreon. That episode is already there. I think we had a great discussion, and you can hold us accountable to see if we actually got any of them right. But Grace, you said categories, everything's all over the place. We did get the Drama Desk nominations on Monday morning, and it's always important to remember there are some significant differences between the Drama Desks, which are like the number two awards in New York City theater, and the Tony Awards. The Drama Desks obviously also include off-Broadway stuff, so that's the first big one. But when you have shows go from off-Broadway to Broadway and aren't in the same season, you are going to get some things and some people and some shows that aren't eligible that will be in the Tony. So you will see some differentiations there. Also, like the Outer Critics Circle last week, the Drama Desk Awards do all of their performance categories gender neutral. There are no gendered categories here. So we are seeing that as a trend with many other awards, not all of them, unfortunately, but hopefully someday in the near future. But what the Drama Desk specifically does differently than a lot of those other awards is that they present two winners in each of the categories. So there are a significant number of nominees, but it will be two winners for all of these performance categories. So that is important to kind of get through. But Grace, what I figured we would do is I'll do the nominations for the production categories and then the performance categories and throw some others in here. And then after I do like each of those groups, I want to know from you, as somebody who has been intimately involved with this entire season, both on and off Broadway, what is something that just stands out to you as being cool or fun or a surprise or something that just makes you smile? So let's start with the production category. Starting first with Outstanding Play. The nominees are Infinite Life by Annie Baker, Jaja's African Hair Braiding by Jocelyn Bio, Mother Play by Paula Vogel, Stereophonic by David Adjmi, Swing State by Rebecca Gilman, and The Ally by Itamar Moses. Outstanding Musical, the nominees are Dead Outlaw, Illinois, Lizard Boy, Teeth, The Connector, and The Outsiders. Outstanding Revival of a Play, Appropriate, Doubt, Philadelphia Here I Come, Pearly Victorious, and Uncle Vanya. Now, this is not the Uncle Vanya currently playing at Lincoln Center. This is the one that was done in a loft with David Cromer and Will Brill and all of those folks. And then Outstanding Revival of a Musical, Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club, Gutenberg, and I Can Get It For You Wholesale. So, Grace, out of these production categories, what is something that stands out to you as being positive in one way or another?
Well, I heard nothing but great things about that Uncle Vanya production that you were talking about. I think it's kind of funny because there's no doubt in my mind that overwhelmingly so, people probably are associating the current running Uncle Vanya at Lincoln Center that I saw this weekend as the one that was nominated. It indeed is not the one that has been referenced here. I also wondered if there was an ability to have them both nominated and what kind of chaos that would ensue. but I thought that that was interesting, and the fact that Will Brill is represented in two shows in this, it should not go unnoticed.
Yeah, and he's not the only one, which we'll get to here in a little bit as well. But all right, diving into the performance categories, again, non-gendered, two winners for each of these categories. Outstanding lead performance in a play. Nicole Cooper for Macbeth and Undoing. William Jackson Harper for Primary Trust. Jessica Lange for Mother Play. Rachel McAdams for Mary Jane. Tobias Menzies for The Hunt. Leslie Odom Jr. for Pearly Victorious. Sarah Paulson for Appropriate. A.J. Shively for Philadelphia Here I Come. Juliet Stevenson for The Doctor. And Michael Stuhlbarg for Patriots. Outstanding lead performance in a musical. Andrew Durand for Dead Outlaw. Santino Fontana for I Can Get It For You Wholesale. Brody Grant for The Outsiders. Brian D'Arcy James for Days of Wine and Roses. Malia Joy Moon for Hell's Kitchen, Kelly O'Hara for Days of Wine and Roses, Liam Pierce for How to Dance in Ohio, Gail Rankin for Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club, Ben Levi Ross for The Connector, and Ricky Ubita for Illinois. Outstanding feature performance in a play. This is the one that makes me really excited. I talked about wanting to see her get a Tony nomination on my episode with Ashley. Is Brittany Adebumala from Jaja's African Hair Braiding, Mary Louise Burke from Infinite Life, Michael Esper from Appropriate, Marin Ireland from That Uncle Vanya in a Loft, Will Keane from Patriots, Celia Keenan Bolger for Mother Play, Conrad Riccamora for Oh Mary, Sheila Tusi for Manhattan, Bubba Wheeler for Swing State, and Carrie Young for Pearly Victorious. And finally, outstanding feature performance in a musical, Shoshana Bean for Hell's Kitchen, Natalie Venetia Belcon for Buena Vista Social Club, Dorian Harewood for The Notebook, Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer for Spamalot, Keisha Lewis for Hell's Kitchen, Bebe Neuwirth for Cabaret, Stephen Pasquale for Teeth, Marianne Plunkett for The Notebook, our dear Tom Sesma for Dead Outlaw, and Emily Skinner for Suffs. Now, I do want to say, Emily Skinner is the only performance nomination for Suffs because everybody else was not eligible, or most everybody else was not eligible because they had previously played those roles off-Broadway. It was different with the Outer Critics Circle, who ruled everything was eligible because the show was more than 50% new. The Drama Desks did not do that. Only new elements were eligible, which is why Emily Skinner is the only person that you hear nominated. So, Grace, out of those performance categories, what stands out to you?
Leslie Kritzer getting her due. Leslie damn Kritzer. I'm really happy to see that represented for sure. I think that the fact that Keisha and Malia Joy Moon and Shoshana Bean are all represented as part of Hell's Kitchen, whether that's the off-Broadway performance or Broadway or otherwise, those have been the standouts for most people. I also want to throw Brandon Victor Dixon in there, but I wasn't asked. So I think that those are my kind of picks as, okay, as a unit, they are considered nominees. And I think that's really lovely.
Yeah. Real quick, I'll do the director and choreographer nominations here. Outstanding direction of a play, Daniel Oyken for Stereophonic, Rupert Gould for The Hunt, Kenny Leon for Pearly Victorious, Lila Neugebauer for Appropriate, Kieran O'Reilly for Philadelphia Here I Come. Direction of a musical, David Cromer for Dead Outlaw, Rebecca Frecknell for Cabaret, Daisy Prince for The Connector, Jessica Stone for Water for Elephants, and Dania Taymor for The Outsiders. Outstanding choreography, Camille A. Brown for Hell's Kitchen, Graciela Danielle and Alex Sanchez for The Gardens of Annuncia, Rick Cooperman and Jeff Cooperman for The Outsiders, Lauren Lataro for The Heart of Rock and Roll, Justin Peck for Illinois, and Jesse Robb and Shana Carroll for Water for Elephants. Thoughts on that, on those, Grace?
It's wild to see Lauren Lataro get nominated for Heart of Rock and Roll and not also Tommy.
Yeah.
That to me is incredibly interesting. But I also want to shout out the fact that the Cooperman brothers, and Matt, please correct me if I'm wrong. The fight sequence category, is that in this?
So how they did it was, is that this, in the press release for Outstanding Choreography, it did mention that this was for both the dance choreography and the fight choreography. There is a separate fight choreography category, but that is only for when people are billed separately as fight choreographers. Since the Coopermans did both, this category is containing both of those separate jobs, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And I appreciate you saying that because as an audience member and, you know, for what it's worth, like reviewer, critic, et cetera, in the space, I wanted to make sure that that was noted, especially for the Cooperman brothers in The Outsiders. I think that dance and movement and fight sequence is incredibly important to note, especially in this category in terms of their nomination.
Yeah, and the same is also true for Jesse Robb and Shana Carroll for Water for Elephants. That includes both the dance choreography and the circus choreography as well. All right, real quick, let's transition over to the next set of nominations that we got on Monday, and those are for the Cheetah Rivera Awards. Of course, that is for dance. So we'll just run through the theater ones real quick, and then I'll just briefly talk about the non-theater ones. But starting first, for Outstanding Choreography in a Broadway Show, we have Camille A. Brown for Hell's Kitchen, Julia Cheng for Cabaret, Rick and Jeff Cooperman for The Outsiders, and here is where Lauren Lotaro gets a dual nomination for The Heart of Rock and Roll and The Who's Tommy. In the episode over on Patreon, I did predict that she would get two Tony nominations in the choreography category, so keep an eye on that. And then Justin Peck for Illinois, and Jesse Robb and Shanna Carroll for Water for Elephants. Again, Outstanding Dancer in a Broadway Show. Antoine Bousseret for Water for Elephants, Ben Cook for Illinois, Chloe Davis for Hell's Kitchen, Gabby Diaz for Illinois, Tilly Evans-Kruger for The Outsiders, Rachel Lockhart for Illinois, Philip Johnson Richardson for The Wiz, Byron Tittle for Illinois, Ricky Ubita for Illinois, and Avery Wilson for The Wiz. Outstanding Ensemble in a Broadway Show, Cabaret, Hell's Kitchen, Illinois, The Heart of Rock and Roll, The Outsiders, and Water for Elephants. Grace, what about those?
Well, I obviously, my whole house, you know, screamed and leapt up out of excitement for the ensemble recognition for The Heart of Rock and Roll, because that ensemble worked so damn hard. Mm-hmm. And I would say the same for Water for Elephants. I put them on really similar terms, including The Outsiders, frankly, of a group of people that not only are their principals working within their ensemble, they're not separate, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Goodness, and not to spoil the show, but Matt, you're going to see The Heart of Rock and Roll soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what you're going to see is that in the first opening number, there are four principal actors that are playing in the ensemble of that show, similar to Wicked, just different wigs. Ooh. And stuff. So you're gonna see that. And if you know, you know. But I think that those are just some standouts, in my opinion, of ensembles that are not only working together as an ensemble to tell the story, but are in tandem with the principal actors of the show, conveying a lot of those dance and fight sequences that are really memorable.
I love it. Awesome. So Outstanding Choreography in a Theatrical Release. I'm just going to give you the films: Barbie, Carmen, The Color Purple, Mean Girls, and Wonka. So if you want to check out everything from there, you can head over to the show notes. All right, real quick, let's run through some show and casting news we got. And man, Deadline was dropping some Baz bombs in one huge article. And Baz Bombaboy is reporting that the next Doctor, the 15th Doctor on Doctor Who, Nkuti Gatwa, along with Hugh Skinner, will be leading an upcoming revival of The Importance of Being Earnest from the National Theater, and playing their Lady Bracknell will be the great Sharon D. Clarke. That is going to be directed by Max Webster, who helmed Life of Pi, and the show is getting set to run from November 20th of this year through January 25th. Also in the cast are Richard Cant as the Reverend and Amanda Lawrence as Miss Prism. The rest of the cast will be announced shortly. But that wasn't it, because Baz also talked about the fact that the Live Aid musical Just for One Day is getting ready to go from London over to Toronto. It is going to run there starting in January at the Mirvish Theater, and then it is hoping to go to a regional theater in the United States before taking a shot at Broadway. Speaking of shows from London potentially coming to Broadway, just recently in the last week or so, the new musicals Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York moved from its sold-out Kiln Theater run to the West End at the Criterion Theater, and now they are hoping to come to the U.S. in some form or another, whether that is coming to a theater off-Broadway or somewhere regionally before hopefully taking a chance at Broadway as well. All right, some other real quick show and casting news. This one is very cool, Grace, and I have a feeling that you will like this for many different reasons. But yesterday, the Center Theater Group announced its upcoming season at the Mark Taper Forum, and the headline show is in conjunction with Deaf West, as they will do an English and American Sign Language production of American Idiot. That show will play the Mark Taper Forum from October 2nd through November 10th. Also in their season will be the new play by Larissa Fast Horse called Fake It Until You Make It, and then a production of Hamlet directed by Robert O'Hara that is inspired by the works of Alfred Hitchcock and Salvador Dali. Grace, I know how much you love American Idiot. What are your thoughts on a potential Deaf West production of that, first in L.A., but then, I mean, it's probably time to bring some sort of revival of that show to Broadway, don't you think?
Listen, if they've ever listened to Broadway radio ever, they have already heard my directorial design of what I think the show should be revived as. And I'm not going to be mad if they do it. I'm not going to lie. I don't care. Don't credit me. But I thoroughly believe that American Idiot, set in post-Trump era is the move. I know I'm not alone in that. I'm not unique, but I do think that that would be a good directional choice for this production. Granted, you know, they may be doing tried and true, you know, American Idiot post-Bush era, but I just feel like it warrants some merit to set it in present day. I think that it's such a political piece. It's such a timely piece. It's also a perfect piece. So listen, Center Theater Group, call me up. I want to be involved. But I think it's really exciting. And I like that they have chosen to do such a polarizing piece of theater as their next entry into, you know, I saw their little video that was like, you know, first we did, you know, Big River and we've done Spring Awakening and now this. And I'm like, yeah, you all have always taken on arguably some of the most challenging pieces of theater to do. And I think it's very exciting. So I'm thrilled to see whatever the cast shakes out to be. I know it's going to be great.
Absolutely. All right, real quick, there's an invitation-only industry presentation coming up next week on May 10th of a new musical called Every Wednesday Night that honestly sounds kind of delightful, and I really hope that this comes to fruition. The new show features a book by John D'Agostino, who wrote the music and lyrics along with Michael August. It is being directed by Chad Austin. It centers on a man who is dealing with the loss of his father while also on the brink of becoming a father himself. On a whim, he finds himself in a local New Jersey bar on karaoke night and becomes immersed in a group of quirky regulars who use their microphone to escape their own troubles. The cast for this industry presentation includes Tony Yazbek, Kate Rockwell, Ashley D. Kelly, one of the great standouts from Shucked, Justin Matthew Sargent from Rock of Ages. I've seen him do a lot of stuff in Orlando where he's from, and the great Robert Cuccioli, as well as others. So I wish I could be in town to see this because it sounds so much fun, but hopefully there is a life for this show. We can all see it in the future. And then finally, our recommendation for today comes from the Booth Theater, where Kimberly Akimbo played its final show on Broadway on Sunday night. We have video of the final Broadway curtain call, as well as Victoria Clark giving a curtain speech. She says that she held it together during the show, so she is not promising to do it during her speech. But it was really lovely. Such a sweet and fun show wrapping up its run on Broadway. Of course, it will be heading out on a 75-week, 60-city national tour starting at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts this September. All right, Grace, do you have any recommendations for people on Tony Nomination Tuesday? Not for like to go out and do like you normally say, but like how to watch these Tony nominations. What is something you have to do to prepare yourself for the Tony noms on Tuesday morning?
I don't know. Buy your tickets now, I guess. Like if there's something that you are like, I feel like it's going to do the thing. Like, don't be a fool. Buy a ticket for June 18th, their first performance after the Tony Awards. Like, I did it for Band's Visit. I was at Bandstand. Whoops.
Different show.
Rest in peace. But, yeah, I did it for Band's Visit, and I'm glad that I did. It was beautiful. The cast came out and then performed out in the street afterwards. It was really lovely. But also, on the flip side of it all, if there are shows, listen, and Paul Wontorek actually just made a video about it, so I don't want to, like, take credit, but he said, basically, there are 15 new musicals that are eligible for the Best Musical category. 10 of those are still running on Broadway. 5 of them will be nominated, meaning 5 of them will not, probably. So if there are things that you want to see, and I know I've said this 100 times, go see them. Go support them and tell other people to go, too, if you really loved it. I don't believe that the Tony nominating committee is the end-all be-all of what you can enjoy as an individual person. That's no shade at all to them. They're just a voting body, you know, and they have opinions, too, and loves, too. And probably, you know, a lot of them are going to be your favorites in that list. And some of them might, you know, have shut out of nominations. So please go and support all the shows that you want to. Or post about them if you can't, if you don't have the means to purchase tickets. And I think that's it.
That's great. Yeah, and just a reminder, the Tony nominations will start on CBS. They'll also be on YouTube, I believe. But they'll start on CBS mornings at 8:30. Then after they've run...
So at 8:30... Sorry. I was like, I just looked at this. So 8:30 a.m. is when some of the major award category nominations will be announced on CBS mornings. And then at exactly 9 a.m., they will switch to the Tony Nominations YouTube channel with the American Theater Wing. So switch as soon as it's 9 a.m. If you don't get up in time for 8:30, look it up on social, but just know that the first thing you're going to see is 8:30 a.m. on CBS, and then at 9 a.m. it's going to go to the YouTube channel.
Will the YouTube channel have the 8:30 ones as well if people aren't able to be in front of a TV at that point, do you know?
I don't think so. They might in like a scroll at the bottom or something, but
okay.
That's when the other nominations are going to be announced at 9.
All right, that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio, and you can follow me on Instagram at BWWMatt. Grace, where can people find you?
You can find me at It's Grace Hockey.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful Tony Nominations Day, and I'll be back to talk to you as soon as those Tony Noms are over.